Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Recently, at the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association tour, I saw a familiar, friendly face. It was Kurt Zimmerman, who many people remember as the voice of Central Livestock, and for the past 14 years, Kurt has been the livestock supervisor at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Kurt, good afternoon.
Hi, Mark. Good afternoon. Good to talk to you again.
Well, Kurt, before we get into your current position, take us back to your college days and tell us how you got to where you are today.
Well, it's a long time ago, but I started in radio actually as a farm director at KRAD Radio in East Grand Forks back in the mid-70s. I had a chance to work with some excellent people there and get to know a little bit about agriculture in the Red River Valley. I grew up in west central Minnesota around Chicago, west of Morris, a small crop and livestock farm there. I had a chance to go back to Morris at KMRS radio there and worked in commercial radio stations there for a while. Then I moved down to the Twin Cities and I worked in some ag finance programs for just a short time. And then I got an opportunity to work at the Livestock Market Institute. It was the promotion and market broadcasting office of the St. Paul Union Stockyards. That was a great job. I was there 5 years and then worked for Central Livestock in 86. And I spent 23 years at the South St. Paul Stockyards. Also spent some years managing Central's office at the Sioux Falls Market. So I had a chance to come down to the Sioux Falls Market and meet a lot of the great commission men and livestock haulers that participated in that market. So it was a great goal, and I really enjoyed that time in my career and now these last 14 here at the department.
All right. Well, last week in Denver at the NCBA Summer Conference, a big hot topic was the discussion with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in price discovery and the need for the auction live market to make the system work the way it was meant to. What are your thoughts on this, Kurt?
Well, I'm a big proponent of price discovery and how that's all determined. We used the futures markets and price protection work a great deal at Central, and I know that a concern of the use of the futures solely instead of live markets and being able to find a good price discovery tool is a big concern. The basis level of what the actual market is versus the CME can vary widely. We've just seen that recently in live cattle futures. Deliveries against the feeder cattle board was an issue that we fought 25 years ago and really lost to that delivery process. I think it's a concern of everyone, and I would encourage that price discovery be a huge component of how we determine of true values in our livestock. And I just think it's something that needs a lot more discussion, and really our livelihood is at stake is because we do need a way to protect our investment.
Very good points. Your current position with the Department of Ag lets you share grant money with different commodity groups. Recently, the Minnesota Beef Council and the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association applied for some of this grant money and turned out successful. Can you just tell us a little bit about how this works?
I'll be glad to. I think, and I'd like to just touch on maybe two or three types of grants, including the Ag Development Grant that was awarded to the Cattlemen Association and also the Beef Council. I think it's important to take a look at where that money is coming from. It doesn't just happen. You know, it goes way back to like 1980. 1980 is when the original Minnesota legislatures passed some a program which offered a 4 cent per gallon tax credit for the 10% ethanol blends. That's a long time ago. At that time, Minnesota didn't have any ethanol plants. We were just providing a tax credit for blending ethanol from somewhere else. In 86, we had a 20 cent gallon incentive payment that went to the ethanol plants for an X number of gallons that were produced. And that incentive program continued for several years and then sunset here about 10 years ago. So we're not actually giving the plants any incentive for producing ethanol. The Department of Agriculture requested, and the Minnesota legislators agreed, that some of those funds that were used at that early stage be kept within the department for value-added type enterprises, and in particular, livestock, which is the original value-added enterprise. Some of the programs that we're operating in now that people may or may not be familiar with are livestock investment grants. The next application period will be coming up here in September, and that'll be for projects in 2018. Several producers of all livestock, cattle, hogs, poultry in the Redwood Falls area received grants this past year. I'm looking at participants that were awarded in Heron Lake, Lakefield, Redwood Falls, Marshall, Cottonwood. Again, those are projects where you get 10% of your investment back for livestock related. Another is the value-added grant programs, and really who's eligible there, farmers, businesses, and that has to do with the processing end of it. If a farmer wanted to take the next step and get into some processing, such as a dairy that wanted to get into raising or creating some dairy products on their farm, that would be used. Also for meat locker plants, and we have several that were awarded this past year. Here's one out of Windham, build expansion and purchase of equipment for meat processing. Here's one in Fairmont that was awarded this past year. This is a little larger, 25% of your investment back up to $200,000. Really and really important for the livestock industry to have that local processing component. The one you just brought up was the Ag Development Grant, and we're really, really pleased with the application we received from the state cattlemen and also from Karen Schaefer at the Beef Council. This is $70,000 that's awarded for the promotion of a Minnesota commodity, in this case for beef. It's going to be divided into some various areas here, but I'm excited about the video that's going to be put together talking about how beef is raised, and also for the component of increasing exports. More and more of our beef is going to exports, and it's important that we tell Minnesota's story, especially in the Pacific Rim area. So just a brief overview of some of the grant programs that we're working on here at the department.
All right. Well, that is a great overview, and thanks for sharing that with us. You have announced your retirement from the Department of Ag, and I guess I'm just asking you if you could look in the crystal ball. What are you optimistic for as far as the future for Minnesota agriculture, especially the beef sector?
Well, I can't be more sincere on this, but Minnesota is a state made for livestock. It just flat out is. We've seen over the 35 years that I've been involved in the livestock industry, we've seen the dairy industry vacate the upper Midwest and go out west. And now with water concerns and environmental concerns out in the California regions, that a lot of that industry is coming back here to the upper Midwest where it should have stayed initially. Pork moved out of the upper Midwest for a short time and went out to North Carolina. We know how that went. And now that's coming back, and our pork industry is vibrant. We have the ability to raise a tremendous amount of feed here. We've got the climate that is conducive to raising livestock. We know and have the producers are doing a wonderful job balancing the important ingredients that are in livestock manure with environmental regulations. We can figure this out here. I think it's going to be a bright future for livestock here in the upper Midwest. The last just thing I'd like to add is that we've really just a tremendous amount of resources here between the ag lending. I tell you what, the farm broadcasters here that get that information out are really important. Our large animal vets, we've got the hauling infrastructure here, all of the businesses that support our feed business. It's just a tremendous area, and I believe that the future looks very bright for Minnesota agriculture in the livestock area.
That is so good to hear, and I'd just like to say thanks, Kurt, for being on the program, and thanks for all your hard work at the Department of Ag, and best luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, Mark.
You're welcome. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.